everybody. Welcome to Cabernet and A.
Hi, it's Cabernet and A Tuesday. I wish we had a TGIF. Keep going. Don't stop. Have some fun, show you how it's done. PLL Tuesday. It doesn't work. I was so close.
That brought me back to, like, remember when Fridays were just like everything?
Oh my gosh, the most epic night of television ever.
Can we talk about SNCC?
God, there is an orange couch on The Wire, the first season. It is orange, and sitting in the middle of this, like grassy hill, and I'm just like, all they need is a lampshade, and it's SNCC.
I literally...
Like, it drives me crazy every time, because it's such a dark show, but then I'm like, oh, I hope it doesn't turn into Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because I was, and I was petrified of that show.
That clown episode?
I couldn't even... How am I able to even watch PLL? Is like... PLL watching for me is like, wow, I'm a big girl now. I can watch some scary stuff. Tonight's episode was scary.
Well, why don't we get into it? Let's do it. Was very crazy. And we're going to talk about it, but just know, stay tuned because... We're going to talk to Jim bonus. Titus. We're going to talk to Barry Maple himself, Jim Titus. We're going to talk to him after we rehash the episode. I think very briefly because not a whole hell of a lot happened this week. Am I right?
And Barry is also amazing. Jim Titus is the coolest guy. I still can't get over what a great guy he is.
No, he's amazing.
I'm very excited for you guys to hear that interview. But you know what wasn't exciting, as you were saying? That episode was just filler. It could have been called Sometimes PLL's Breakup.
Right? Like, it was just all relationships and no
story propulsion.
Thing that we cared about. All relationships, yeah. No things that we care about.
Like, I mean, and I feel like there's this episode every season where at some point, two of the four at least break up with their significant other and then Hail Up Forever happens and everyone is happy.
Yeah, I think that the standout for me in this episode was Emily can never like somebody that isn't the worst.
Or just, like, somewhat creepy or, like, you know, like, she's never nice to Emily. That's not how she gets it. Like, she's nice to her after she's mean to her every single time. And it's just, like, can't Emily find a nice girl?
I know.
I feel like such a grandma. I'm like,
why can't she just find a nice girl to settle down with? She can't. She's incapable, apparently. And other than that, I just feel like that was my takeaway from the episode. Is like, Emily, you like everybody that's the worst, and Jason De Laurentiis continues to be increasingly dangerously attractive.
Won't you take me to Cougar Town? Won't you take me to Cougar Town? I mean, Ashley Marin, what are you doing? Like, Pastor Ted's great. He's the kind of guy who will get you out of jail. But he's not the kind of guy that you want to bump and grind with.
That's what
Jason De Laurentiis is for without his shirt on. Like, I kept telling Chelsea, like, every time they showed Ashley after she broke it off with Jason, I just wanted him to be, like, waiting outside, bumping and grinding with no shirt on. Like, waiting to Cougar Town her, and did not happen.
Oh my God, Jim Titus just sent us a Facebook message live and happening. Now people are going to know that we recorded this before. Oh wait, we already said we did.
Yeah, it's okay. I think we're not smoking mirrors here.
That's true.
We keep it real.
We're pretty open and upfront.
We're 100% like Chris Lambert tweeting about how we would like Paige to be in the barrel instead of Mona. I appreciate keeping it 100% and just like we will about how we talked to Jim before, and now we're talking about the full episode, which was Snoozeville.
It was Snoozeville, and you know, I expected more. I was like, this was the highlight of my entire day because, as we mentioned later, we're in the middle of Snowmageddon 2015, and Sue and I had a snow day today. And all day, I was just like, it's PLL tonight, bitches. Like, Snowmageddon, what? PLL's the big news. And then, major letdown.
It was like they got snowed out.
Yeah, it was like.
And with all those white characters. It's not surprising that Rosewood was snowy.
It was snowy, as always. Wow. I don't even know what else to say about this week's. Like, I literally feel like that we've exhausted.
Here's the thing that's weird is that, like, he just loves locking bitches in like, extreme situations.
They're getting more and more absurd. I mean, but are we surprised? I guess we shouldn't be. But they're getting more and more absurdly. They're like, okay, we're running out of ways to kill people. How about a kiln? How about a cryogenic freezer chamber that we can't quite, you know, put a name on? Like, oh, God.
I feel like it's a little Spa Castle Queens where it's like... Here we are in the kiln room, and then we're going to take it over to the igloo sauna just to refresh our blood.
It was a very inside baseball reference right there.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Go to spacastle.com. You'll learn all about it. There's saunas. I'm very New York tonight. Jim Titus is from New York, and I feel like
it's bringing it out on you.
It brought it out on me.
I'm not mad at it.
Drinking all day.
I know. We have been really, we really went for it today. It's a snow day. Like, yeah. What are we supposed to do with our time?
Work. Jesus. Because I think I might have supposed to have been working, but whatever.
I worked a little bit today.
Yeah, we both did.
I worked for like
2 minutes. No,
hours. I worked for a couple solid hours.
Yeah. I worked for 2 hours in the morning and like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, get it, girl.
Yeah. Social media does not sleep.
Never.
It does, and by not sleep means doesn't take a day off, nor does it sleep well. That's why I have these great bags underneath my eyes.
You're looking fantastic.
I need some PLL lighting. The thing that I noticed today, because we were marathon PLL watching.
Yeah, we were.
To get ourselves pumped.
We were watching every episode that Jim Titus, Officer Barry Maple, was in.
He's in a lot of great episodes.
He's in like literally every time you were like, okay, the next episode we have to watch with Barry Maple in it. I was like, oh my God, I love that episode.
Yeah.
Every time. Okay, anyways.
But the thing that I noticed as a reoccurring theme is that the lighting in PLL is perfect because it's always dimly lit.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I would be such a hot bee on Pretty Little Liars because it's just like... Everyone's just got that, like, flattering,
it's, like, soft. It's, like, a little bit light. Soft and sexy and a little bit, but
like,
yet...
shadows. So, like, I feel like if you ever had a pimple, it would just never show. Mm-hmm. Like, and everyone's face has that little bit of an alabaster glow, which means the makeup lady's probably good.
Everyone's very, like, Valencia.
Yes. Yes. Super Valencia.
I just, like...
Instagram shade.
I just said the first filter that came to mind. I don't even know if that makes sense. Okay, well... Since we have not a damn thing to say about tonight's episode because it was filler.
Do we care about Ezra and Arya breaking up?
Oh, no. I don't. Do you?
Oh, I forgot it even happened. I mean, I just feel like, honestly, the only relationship that remained was the healthiest one. Like,
yeah.
Spencer and Toby, like, I said earlier today to Chelsea, I was just like, if... My boyfriend literally drove me to a mental institution with how he fucking abandoned me.
Right?
Why would I go back to him?
Why would you go back?
Like, he has amazing abs.
Clearly,
and, like, super fun hair that does all sorts of crazy things. But, like...
He's, like, the most attractive.
He made you so cry.
Literally, I feel like every time they interact, she wants to murder him. So why would you stay with that person?
I don't know. I feel
he
like
drives
maybe
her
like
crazy.
An overall evil plan. One of the episodes that Jim's in is when Spencer loses it, and I forgot. Or it's just been a while since I've seen how good Crazy Spencer is.
Oh, Crazy Spencer!
Crazy Spencer, like, go Troyan.
Shout
like,
out to
so
Troyan.
Good.
We know you're in New York City because we follow you on IG. So hit us up. If you want to be on the podcast next week.
It was, like, almost heartbreaking because all of us, like, were near 23rd Street at some point the day that you posted
we're
it.
We're like, oh, I was just there.
And it was just, like, such New York fangirl missing because, like, you see so many famous people in New York, like, and I never go up to them. But it's always kind of like, oh, like, me and Ben Affleck, we're on the same train.
Right,
and,
like, but you, like, don't say anything.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
never,
that's how we do.
Treat people how you want to be treated. And if somebody came up to me on the one train when I was on my way to work, I would probably kill them.
Oh my God, even if it's somebody I like, even if it's like a beloved coworker, if they try to talk to me before I officially walk in the door to my office, I'm like, no, no, no.
One of the best subway interactions I've ever had was with a comedian, Steph Holmes, and she lives in Astoria too, and we were both like early morning work riding into Manhattan on like an NQ train, and it was like obvious that both of us had probably had shows the night before doing stand-up or like had gone drinking because like we did this nod and I just turned to her and like I forget if it was her saying it to me or I said it to her, but it was just like, it's too early to talk, and she was like, thank you, and that was
right?
It like you're just like, all right, we're acknowledging each other. Like,
I love when people can acknowledge. Early, I love when everyone's on the same page. It's like, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
I'm not looking to, like, have an emotional
connection with another human right now. The subway is a great place to cry, not to meet friends.
Amen, girl. Amen, girl.
All right, we really derailed. We forgot the biggest news of all.
Oh, my God! Okay, so outside of Snowmageddon 2015...
Kevin A&A is going places, guys.
Next week, we have amazing, in addition to Jim freaking Titus, who you're about to hear, next week, you will hear from, except, let's see, I feel like I'm going to jinx it, because you never know, like, things can happen. It can be like, oh, all of a sudden.
All right, so let's tease it.
They may, at one point, donned a do-rag. That's your clue.
Such a good clue.
Oh, so good. So tune in next week to hear this do-rag mystery character. And yeah, tonight's episode was the worst, but now this is going to be the best. Yeah. Get ready to hear our chat with Jim Titus, who we love so much.
Seriously, follow at Jim Titus, T-I-T-U-S.
Correct.
Jim spelled the normal way. I don't know if you would spell it any other way besides J-I-M. But Jim Titus.
Somewhere out there, J-Y-M is like, excuse me.
I beg to differ.
So yes, at Jim Titus, a.k.a. Officer Barry Maple. Is he A? We find out.
Who knows, but he's awesome.
Coming at
A
you right
for
now.
Awesome. It's Barry.
It's Barry Maple. Get
Jim
in
Titus,
on it.
Everybody.
Hashtag Cabernet and A.
Talk to us. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. Welcome to Cabernet and A. I'm Chelsea White.
I'm the Sue Funk.
And our very special guest this week is Officer Barry Maple himself, Jim Titus, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Jim, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
So you are calling from, I was going to say oceans away, but that's a lie.
States
in
away.
America, you're calling from an America away. So you have not.
I am calling from sunny North Hollywood, California.
Yeah,
so jealous.
Well, especially
we're in Snowmageddon.
We're in Snowmageddon in 2015, so it's especially poignant right now to speak to you.
Heard it wasn't as bad as expected.
No, it really wasn't. It was kind of a big letdown, but isn't it always?
Yeah, it was exciting though because they shut down the subway, so it was adult play day.
It was. We all got a snow day today, so that I will say was not disappointing. That was fun and exciting. Cute. But
can I just say that that is crazy because I'm originally from Queens. I grew up in New York City.
Yes.
The mass transit was never ever shut down. Like the worst snow days, we always still had to go to school. And so whenever I hear stories of like schools getting closed and, you know, public transportation getting shut down, I'm just shocked because that's not the New York City that I know.
No, we're wimpy New York. It's really, it's New York light. It's not as cool as we used to be. We have no street cred. We're like, there might be snow. We're going to stop everything.
I still miss it though. I still miss it.
Oh, New York's the best.
So funny. We miss you out here too. I know. I wish you could be here in person with us sipping the Cabernet. Should we actually, before we get into chat with Jim, should we do the little PLL business?
I am drinking some Cabernet right now. So.
Oh, yeah!
Cabernet are you drinking?
I'm about a bottle in, so don't get me in any trouble.
No, not at all.
Listen, Jim.
Family-friendly question.
I don't know if you heard, but we had a snow day today. So safe to be said, Sue and I started with Bloody Marys about 7 hours ago. So we're right there with you.
Yeah.
Before we all get ourselves into all sorts of trouble, should we do our business, Sue? Sue always gets the business done. She's the responsible one of this. Of this pair.
Well, I just want to remind all the listeners to subscribe to Cabernet and A. We're on iTunes, we're on Podbean, we're on Stitcher. We've got about 8 episodes in, and tonight Chelsea's going old school with Gato Negro Cabernet Sauvignon.
Our favorite, our old standby. Yes. It feels like a friend.
It is. It's like our $8 friend.
Which also, P.S. friends, in case you didn't know, now available in box form.
We're really excited.
Which we took advantage of. So, okay, great.
And I'm doing some Prosecco because it was Snow Day celebration.
Yes, so Sue's also doing a little Prosecco on the side. Okay, so, Jim, let's get right into it. We want to know, first of all, I mean, we'll get to all the PLL nonsense in a little bit, but we want to know about you, Jim Titus. How did you How did you wind up in this crazy acting world business?
I've been an actor since I was a small child in New York City. I grew up doing theater and stuff like that. My mom is actually, she's a makeup artist in film and television. She's very retired now, but I grew up going to film sets and just being around the industry as a whole. And so it was kind of, I always grew up seeing people performing for the cameras. And I was like, wow, that's a job. Like, people get paid to do that.
Right?
Yeah, it's a pretty
cool job. I'm gonna figure out how to do that.
I love that. And so then how did you finally, were your parents, I guess, were supportive, obviously, or at least to some extent?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Your parents were supportive, it sounds like.
Yeah. My mother was very, very supportive. She's, like I said, she's an artist. And my father, though, was... he was a bit more like, you got to go to college, you got to do all this. And I was like, yeah, but let me just see what I can do with this.
Blah, 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 college.
But what I will say is my father passed away when I was 19, but he got to see me in the theater, like on the big screen before he died. And he was like, he was on cloud nine. So that means the world to me to this day.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's a great story. Yeah. Oh, yay. Well, transitioning into something that's very important to Sue and I, we see you were in not one but two episodes of Law & Order SVU.
The mark of a true New York actor.
Yeah.
And we need to know, what does Mariska Hargitay smell like, if you could enlighten us?
What does she smell like? Wow.
Is this something we've thought about often?
That was several years ago, and I don't recall actually sniffing her.
What a disappointment.
That being said, what I will tell you is she is one of the nicest actresses I've ever worked with. She was, like, I was nervous as all hell. And she, I had one scene where there was kind of a complicated walk around technical aspect to the timing to where I had to end up in front of the camera, and I kind of got yelled at by the director.
No way! How dare they?
Mariska jumped in like my hero and totally told the director to put himself in check and to not speak to me that way, which was really awesome.
Oh my goodness!
Forever the Olivia Benson SmackDown.
Right?
That is amazing.
Like, as if I could even like her more. I didn't think it was possible. And now I'm just, like, devastated forever that she's not my mom. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's amazing. So I think Sue has a follow-up.
Yes. Speaking of Mariska Hargitay, have you ever noticed that Spencer's mom, Veronica Hastings on Pretty Little Liars, looks remarkably like Mariska Hargitay?
We refer to her lovingly as fake Mariska Hargitay, Leslie Farah.
Oh, wow.
There's a resemblance, right?
Both, I think they're both very beautiful in their own individual and unique ways, for sure.
Fair enough, yeah.
Always a diplomat, Jim Titus. Always diplomatic. All right, fine. We respect your answer. Any thoughts on Christopher Maloney? No, okay, I'll let it go.
I hear he's nice, though.
Maloney was awesome.
He's so cool, right?
He was cool as hell. And, like, I told him, I was like, You know, I'm a big fan of White Hot American Summer.
Yes!
Ran over and high-fived me. He's like, yeah!
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. Well, now we're going to completely derail. How excited are you that they're making a series based on White Hot American Summer on Netflix? Oh, my God!
It's going to be great.
They just released the first trailer on Netflix.
Oh, my goodness. We can watch it anytime. Dinner, literally anytime. That's a little White Hot reference for you there. Okay. I have to ask you about this, because we were doing our research, and it seems as though you are credited for writing a short called Super Drunk with an exclamation point, which
sounds
I appreciate.
Sounds like our Saturday.
Sounds like our every Saturday. I just didn't know if you had any thoughts, any feelings, any remembrance of this short. It just sounds very close to my and Sue's hearts.
And Super Drunk. That was a little... It was like a Funny or Die type of short that I did with this great comedian named Rob DeRocha, who is a really great guy. And it was right around the time that David Hasselhoff was all drunk eating Carl's Jr. on the floor, and
yes.
there was a viral video of that. And so we, Rob and I were talking, and we were just thinking, how funny would it be if instead of David Hasselhoff, it were Superman drunk eating Carl's Jr.
So funny.
And all of his enemies. And that's what became of that, was Super Drunk.
Can we really see it anywhere?
Yeah.
That sounds really funny. I'm into
Where
it.
Can we view this?
I believe it's still on Funny or Die.
Okay. Oh, cool. We'll look it up.
We're going to investigate that.
And we'll put a link in the bio about it.
Oh, my God. I have an offline way that I really pissed off David Hasselhoff when he came on the talk show I used to work on, P.S. We'll offline about that, everybody. And any of our listeners who want to know, tweet us, and I'll text you personally and tell you. Okay. So how did you wind up snagging the role of Officer Barry Maple of Rosewood PD?
Well, that role came about, the lovely casting directors at Zane Pillsbury Casting, who have been casting Pretty Little Liars since the beginning. I had went in for them for a show that was called Fairly Legal when it came on the air.
Okay.
And it was a USA like law show, and I was up for a role on that, and I unfortunately didn't get it. It was like it came down to me and one other guy, from what I understand. I don't know if that's true.
That's how it always is.
Hate that guy. Hate that guy. Yeah.
But anyway, so 6 months later, I'd say they called me in, and they just said hey, you know, this cool new show, and we'd like you to come in and read for this role, which. I don't know if there was miscommunication. To this day, I don't know for sure, but to my understanding, when I went in, it was supposed to just be one episode.
Oh.
And so each time I got called back, I was always a little surprised. And when I was there, I auditioned for two different roles. It was my first episode, it was episode 7 on season 1. Oh. And there was another character that was, I won't say the character, but it was another character that was only on that one episode. And so I was under the impression I was just auditioning for two different, you know, one scene characters on
sure.
this one episode. And 5 years later, I'm still working on the show. Well, I haven't, you know, been back in a while, so hopefully I'm still on the show. We'll see you next year.
I think it's safe to assume. I think
they usually use you in the A version, the A part of the series, and the B part. I feel like
absolutely, you're all over the map. Which P.S. should we tell Jim how we spent our? Well, we had a snow day today, and we also got sent home from work for a half day yesterday. So we spent a lot of that time revisiting all of your Rosewood moments. So we're very familiar with season 1, episode 7, the Homecoming Hangover, I believe.
Yes.
So we've been watching all that. We'll have to go check back and see which character.
Yeah, now I'm desperate to go back. I'm like going through that episode.
Well, that's fun. So you guys spent the day watching me gain and lose weight.
Jim, you are killing it right now. I don't know if you've been in touch with Us Weekly, but I feel like you could sell some secrets there.
Yeah, definitely.
You are killing it, my friend.
Yeah, it was very different season 1 to season 5.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Get it tight, get it right. So, did you, I don't know, could you give us a little Barry right now? Do you have, like, is there a motivation? Is there, like, could you give us your best Barry Maple right now on the spot? Or is that, like, the same as when people ask comedians to tell a joke on the spot? Because
yeah,
if it is, I'll retract.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that to you if that's the one.
No, Barry Maple comes about when the phenomenal and fantastic writers write some dialogue for me to be a cop, and all of a sudden I read it, and that's when Barry Maple comes out. I don't know. I don't have a stock Barry voice. I think it's just me, but with a little bit more authority, maybe.
All right, that's fair.
I feel like you're also always really compassionate. Like
yes.
your character always comes in to be like, I'm worried about the girls, or like, hey, I'm giving you a heads up. Like, you're the good guy of the Rosewood PD.
Yeah.
And as I'm sure you've heard, there's a lot of dirty cops that work with you. What do you think? Or what is, like, Barry Maple, your character, like, what do you think that he thinks about this, like, really shady police department?
Corrupt police department. Totally.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. Every time that I do receive a script, I have a moment when before I you know, flip to my pages. Mm-hmm. I sit there and I go, okay, maybe this is the episode that he gets a little dark. But
yes,
it just doesn't seem
yes,
to happen.
Yes. Oh my God, hilarious. Well, yeah, which also leads into, I don't know if you know, but there is a little bit of rumbling in the PLL fandom that isn't it always the least likely character who ends up being
the bad guy.
The bad guy. So could Officer Barry Maple actually be A?
You know, I would be thrilled if something like that happens, but I don't know what the likelihood of that is. Hey, you know what? Here's what I'll say about that. Maybe if you see Barry start to pop up a little bit more often, then there might be a little something to that. But yes. For right now, I think Barry is just he's the good guy on the police force. And but I also think that most of us know from our experiences in real life that the good guy usually has some secrets that they're hiding.
Yes. Yeah. It's very true.
I am always waiting for him to get a little dark. Like, right? Or something. Like, or maybe he gets a turn at Hannah's mom.
The Rosewood bicycle, after all. I'm into Jashley, by the way. I'm very into Jashley. So, Jim, I think you've been, you know, pretty upfront about the fact, and I would say all of the actors on PLL have been pretty upfront about the fact that sometimes even you guys don't really know what the hell is going on. I mean, there's a lot happening. There's a lot on the table. So how often do you tune in, or, like, how up to date are you actually? Or is it more so just when you're called upon, like you said, and you read the script for your episode?
Well, here's my thing with that is that I feel that Barry if he knew everything that was going on, he'd be able to solve some of these crimes a little bit more effectively. Mm-hmm. So I try my best to stay somewhat out of the loop.
Oh, that's interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah. That does keep Barry a little bit innocent, because, like, I think that's why Barry's such a good guy, is that he doesn't really know the full story.
Right. He just shows up when he gets the call. Yeah. Like, y'all be safe now. Don't know what the hell's going on, but do you have any super fans in your life personally? Like, any friends or friends of friends that are like, oh my God, Jim,
give us the dirt.
Give us the details. And you're like, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, people always want to know. People always think that I know more than I do. It's almost a little embarrassing sometimes. I'm sorry, I don't. I've been in the writer's room one time, and it was during their lunch break, so I know nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's how many, over 100 episodes of Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah.
You're a busy man with many gigs and a family to boot, so I'd imagine you don't spend as much time watching the hundreds of PLL episodes.
Like we do,
with all of our
snow days.
Because
we don't have all those other things going on to us.
We have no other responsibilities. Which, by the way, how is your family?
How is my family?
How is your family, Jim?
My family is good. Are we talking about real family?
Oh, we're talking about your real, actual Jim Titus family.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cuteness happening on social media.
Yeah.
We're doing great. I have a 4.5-year-old little boy, and I've been working diligently at teaching him how to ride a two-wheeler.
Nice.
Today was a very proud papa day for me, because he's balancing now. I took his pedals off to, you know, teach him how to balance.
Yeah.
And he's going downhill. He's balancing. I'm the crazy screaming dad in the park. Like, yeah, look at him go.
Oh, that's so great. Oh my God, I love it.
That's young. See, he's doing great.
Absolutely, he's way ahead of the game. Yeah. I legit don't think I could ride a bike right now.
I could.
I don't think I could. I haven't done it in a long time. Well, yeah, please keep doing that instead of watching episodes of PLL. You're making the right decision.
The PLL family, you were saying, like, do you feel like the set's really a close set where people are really nice, or, like, is it, like, Law and Order inclusive, or is it just, like, Special Victims, No One Cares unit over at that set?
Wait, is the PLL set warming?
Yes, the PLL fam.
Oh, my goodness. It's got to be, I would say, probably the best set I've ever worked on. Every time that I show up there, I mean, it's just people are just, they're welcoming just with open arms, and from you know, people from crew members up to Marlene, everybody is just like, oh my God, Jim, it's so good to see you. Aww. Like, you know, oh my God, like there's one of the women in the sound department is this woman named Jill, who is like, she just reminds me of like one of my aunts or something. She is the nicest woman, and so like I always try to seek her out and have a conversation with her if I get a chance. And just everybody there is just really, really wonderful. And you know what's funny is like, for a long time, I'm very much the type of actor that, you know, I try to stay out of the way. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't interact with them all too much. And then I hadn't worked with the girls in a while. Most of my scenes are usually with the parents.
Yeah. We were noticing that, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the, I believe the last episode that I was on, 512, was with the girls again. And somebody was talking about something, and then, I forget which one of them it was, but they're like, oh yeah, that's Jim. He's been here since like the beginning. You remember him? And like, they were telling somebody else that. And then like all the girls were like piping, and I'm like, oh, they actually do know who I am. So I was like, I wonder if they even have any idea that I'm the same guy that's been here. It's like, no, that's not that fat cop from season one. That's a different guy.
It's so, I totally get it though. It's so true. You always wonder. You're like, they're busy. They're doing their thing. Do they even like realize that, you know, XYZ is happening over here? But that's so good. It makes me happy to hear that everyone is friendly and fun. Do you have
everybody is so great. And so like, I remember it's so nice. Marlene has told me a couple times, because I tend to pop up on the season finales or the mid-season finales.
Yes.
And she's like, it's not a finale without Barry Maple. And like, took over me and gave me a big hug. She is so incredibly nice. So whenever I'm working on something else or whatever, I'll shoot a message over to her and just let her know. And she's so incredibly supportive. And it's something that I think is pretty rare in this industry. And I'm a working actor like a lot of other, you know, people hustling out here in LA, and I owe a lot to Pretty Little Liars because it certainly opened doors for me, and I'm really thankful for, you know, for their support and just their love. It's a great group.
Absolutely. And I think that's such a testament. I mean, Sue and I both work behind the scenes in TV, and I think that is such a testament to like shows like that is why it's so successful, because there are such good-hearted, genuine people behind the scenes. Exactly. I think like people don't realize how big of a difference that really makes. You know what I mean? And I think it shines through in like what you guys do.
It takes a whole village to make a show this good.
Exactly. It takes a village to make a show that Sue Funk and I will watch for 2 days straight while we're off from work on our snow day. Well, I feel like obviously I would love to like get into the nitty-gritty of things with you, but I think we would only scare you in our extreme knowledge of PLL. But one thing we do ask all of our guests on Cabernet and A is if in this moment in time, and obviously things are ever changing week to week in Rosewood, but on this very day, in this moment, if we threatened, Jim, if we threatened your Cabernet, who would you say A is? If you had to answer, or we took away your Cabernet, who would you say is A right now?
You know what I hope happens? I hope in the finale, the hood comes off and A turns out to be Marlene King.
I theorize that too. I kind of wish it was. I think that would be like amazing, like, because our kids are always on the show, and I think it would be really funny if it was just like, you randomly see her in the background at like in a parking lot next to a minivan, and then it's just like, it's me. I love that.
I still am like thinking about the fact that you can just reach out to Marlene King. That's like still blowing my mind. That you can just shoot her a text and be like, what's up, Marlene?
Like the first time I ever did that, I was nervous as all hell.
I'm sure.
You know, Look, there's been 125 episodes of Pretty Little Liars by the end of this season, and I've been on 9, which I'm very thankful for, but it's not like I'm a major character, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I was certainly nervous the first time I sent her a message, because I was like, how is she going to respond to this, you know? And yeah, she's She's everybody there is awesome. You know who's really great too? There's a writer named Brian who is just phenomenal.
I think I follow him on social media as an obsessed fan.
Yes, I think I know who you're talking about. That's awesome. So he's a good.
Yeah, he's so great, and it's so funny. He was like, I was on Twitter just kind of like, you know, existing there but not really tweeting at all, which I still don't do much. But anyway, it's like I hadn't been on the show in a while. And I kind of sent him a message just saying, hey, you know. And he tweeted out to all, like, just tons of people that I was fans, like, hey, is everybody following Barry Mabel? And, like, he totally changed my experience on Twitter because all of a sudden all these fans started reaching out to me. And it was just totally, just him being a cool guy. And, you know, yeah, they're all fantastic.
That's awesome. I love that story.
Really great, yeah.
How do you know? Yeah, do you get the messages, like, DMs on Twitter or tweets, like, OMG, Barry Mabel, like, fangirls, Barry Mabel fangirls?
Like us.
Yeah, exactly, like us.
Yeah, that is the mark of a true fan of the show, I'll tell you that. Like, I'm like, wow, like when people know the character name, like, there's a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, that's that cop on Pretty Little Liars. But when I had an experience in Trader Joe's out here not too long ago, and I was in Trader Joe's, very bummy, with my glasses on, and probably me to Erica, and I was just, like, being my stupid self, like, dancing around with my son, being silly. And this woman that worked there, she walks over to me, and she just stops, and she's, like, she kind of has this grin, and she's giving me this look, and I stop, and I looked around, and I'm like, who does this woman think I am,
right.
You know? And I'm just kind of laughing myself, and she's, like, are you Officer Barry?
That's awesome.
Holy smokes. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, yeah, I am. I wasn't, you know, wasn't expecting that.
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you, well, I was going to say, I guess we already asked the question that she had, which is Officer Barry Mabel A? But just a little plug for one of our favorite PLL superfans. If you, are you on Instagram, Jim?
I am on Instagram, yeah. I'm not super active, but I'm on there.
Well, if you want to just be, like, you know, a voyeur, you don't have to, like, post things or interact, but you should just follow @the_PLL_Sherlock, the PLL Sherlock. She is, like, one of the number one PLL fans, and she will blow your mind with, like, her theories that she posts. She basically posts, like, PLL theories, mm-hmm. but she dives way deep into, like, the literary allusions that the writers sort of plant. And
you can't go that deep. Officer Barry Mabel, that's,
oh,
like,
my God, that's right.
That's,
I'm ruining,
like,
everything.
Barry, like, going against the captain's orders and investigating the case further than he was
that's
told.
That's right,
to.
I forgot. You're supposed to, yes, you're staying very pure, like the driven snow. I forgot. Okay, so never mind. Forget I said anything,
you'll know,
Jim.
Too much if you look at that.
Yeah,
account.
You'll know too much if you look at PLL Sherlock. So you did.
Well, now I have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because now we've made it sound.
You.
We've made it sound very dangerous. All right, so I'm Arlene King is A.
Okay.
Anything else we want to try to make Jim talk to us about PLL before we end his misery here?
My one question is, so you know that this town is really crazy and a horrible school system because kids keep dying. What would you do if your family lived in Rosewood?
That's so funny.
If my family was in Rosewood?
Like, would you be like, forget this crazy town, I'm moving? Or would you be like, let me ride this out? Like,
that's such a good
I'd be point. Like, I'd be like, all right, you know what? Let's go check out that. I heard there's this town, Ravenswood, one town over. What's going on over there?
Well played.
Oh,
well
my
played,
God.
Jim.
So well played. Well, Jim, what else? What else do you have popping off right now? Or what's next for you? This is the part where you just get to plug anything you want to plug or say, tell the world anything that you want to tell them. The world being,
oh,
like,
wow.
Me and Sue, basically.
What I'm up to, there is a short film that I worked on that Warner Brothers produced called Rise. I worked with a wonderful director named David Carlack. It's a really cool sci-fi film about a robot uprising in the future, and the special effects are amazing, and it's probably one of the most fun projects I've ever worked on, and that should be released later this year, hopefully in the first half of this year, and we're hoping that Warner Brothers greenlight the feature film based upon the success of the short. And other than that, I'm on the actor's grind. I was very fortunate to have been cast in the ABC Talent Showcase, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but each of the major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, they all do a talent showcase each year where they get tons of submissions. I don't know what it is for the other network, but ABC gets something like close to 10,000 actor submissions.
Wow.
And they narrow it down to around like 600 to like 1,000 people to the audition. And in the end, they pick 20 actors. And I was fortunate enough to be one of those 20.
What? So, congratulations. Congrats.
Thank you. I had a great experience working with them for the showcase and becoming a part of their family now. It's amazing to be able to have a relationship with the executives at the network. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of this, because it seems like a fantastic opportunity, and I'm very excited. So hopefully you'll be seeing me on some ABC shows, in the near future. I would say that being on an ABC family show is kind of like being on the Fawn team, I'm hoping to make it to the big leagues over on the main network, so we'll see what happens.
That's so awesome, Jim. Congrats. I hope
that works out. I'd love to see you as like the new neighbor on Modern Family.
Oh my God, how
that's
fun
what
would
I
that
would
be?
Cast you in.
I want a first class ticket to Shondaland.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh my God. If you were on a Shonda Rhimes show,
my God. What if Barry Meeple crosses over to Scandal?
To Scandalville?
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
That would be really.
Don't get me started on like Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
I'm obsessed.
My wife and I have appointment television every Thursday night.
We are right there with you guys.
I'm totally obsessed. Oh my God, I wish we knew Shonda Rhimes. Who can we call on behalf of Jim?
We'll just
have to tweet her. Everybody tweet Shonda Rhimes. Get Jim Titus on a Shonda show. Let's start that
Jim
campaign.
Titus. Let's do it. Yeah.
By tomorrow, Twitter's going to be flooded with literally
five
tweets. Maybe six.
That's amazing. Because
our listenership is just killing it.
Yeah, the Cabernet and A echo effect is pretty huge in the sense that it's really small.
One day. We're all gonna make things happen for all of us. Shonda's listening, I can feel it. Jim, thank you so much for talking to us on our Dog and Pony podcast here. And thank you for doing it the right way and going in with a bottle of Cabernet. You really did it up for us.
For the cause.
We respect it.
We're big fans, and we can't wait to check out your WB short and see you on ABC, and hopefully Barry will come back and rescue the girls or talk to their parents about how they're in trouble.
Yes,
again.
We hope we see Barry back in Rosewood very soon, and Jim, well, we'll be in touch. We'll do a follow-up episode one of these days, next time we see Barry.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. It was great talking to you. You guys have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.